This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday the chances of Britain securing a Brexit trade deal with the European Union looked to be fading as a deadline approached on whether to keep talking. Johnson said he had not seen, quote, a big offer, a big change, end quote, in the EU offer on fishing and fair competition rules, making a no-deal outcome, quote, very, very likely, end quote, on which Britain would trade on World Trade Organization terms. And European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen told the bloc's leaders Friday there were, quote, low expectations, end quote, a post-Brexit trade deal could be struck with Britain. This according to EU sources and coming just 2 days ahead of a crunch decision on talks. The British pound extended losses Friday to drop more than 1% against the dollar after Prime Minister Johnson's comments. Turkey dismissed Friday as biased and unlawful an EU move to draw up a list of Turkish targets for sanctions in response to Ankara's drilling activities in the Mediterranean. Turkey is at loggerheads with EU members Greece and Cyprus over energy resources in the eastern Mediterranean. Ankara has been challenging Athens over maritime territory in the region by repeatedly sending a gas exploration vessel into disputed waters. After the Marathon summit Thursday, the bloc decided to draw up a list of Turkish targets for sanctions. France, Greece, and Cyprus are pushing for action against Turkey, but other EU nations, including Germany, Italy, and Poland, oppose slapping broad sanctions or an embargo on a fellow NATO member. The United States said Friday it believed Eritrean forces had entered Ethiopia's Tigray region amid a major offensive by Addis Ababa and urged their withdrawal. A State Department spokesperson said, "We are aware of credible reports of Eritrean military involvement."